A lot of people have never heard of Palau, but ecologists and divers are the first to wax poetic about this tiny country in the Western Pacific. It's recognized as one of the richest underwater dive spots in the world. Palau's reefs are at the crossroads of three of the planet's major currents, home to over 1,500 fish species and 700 species of coral and sea anemone. Rushing currents of nutrient-dense water help create the world's most biodiverse region right here in the Pacific. In this final segment of a series on Palau, we'll take a look at the future.
Palau is my Disneyland. I don't know of any place that has more vibrant life.
That's Senator Glenn Wakai, Palau's honorary consul to Hawaii.
We think about Palau and the marine resources, but they have crocodiles, they have bats, they have all kinds of terrestrial and marine life that just thrive in that environment.
It renders you speechless, really. This experience of nature as abundant, lavish, teeming with intent and ingenuity. What's amazing, too, is the far-sighted protection Palau's natural resources are getting. In 2005, President Tommy Remenga Sal launched the Micronesian Challenge to preserve coastal waters and forest lands. He created the world's first shark sanctuary in 2009, and a ban on international fishing in Palauan waters has just been enacted.
It shouldn't be amazing. That should be the standard. He's got the right model, which the rest of the first world should follow.
Palau's efforts to manage their economy and ecology are ongoing. Last year, Remenga Sal cut charter flights from China by 50% in an attempt to control the tourist influx.
Amongst the three entities, Marshall Islands, Palau, and FSM, Palau, in all reality, is a lot more advanced in terms of the way they conduct themselves, educational attainment. You meet Palauans that have seen the world, and I think that exposure is very helpful in figuring out where Palau's place in the world is.
You grow into this. You're bred into this.
Fiona Walter, born and raised on Palau, came to Hawaii for college. She now works at an escrow company and connects regularly with the other 600 or so Palauans in Hawaii.
You're raised to respect and practice your culture. Your culture will help you when times are dire. Your culture will be there for you to pick you up and celebrate you. The family is raised in this sense, and so every day it's practiced. My kids are born and raised here. It took only a year for them in Palau for my mom to get there in their heads. And always respect this, respect that. This is how you treat this. This is how you do this. Way of life there.
Immersion.
Yeah. So it was pretty fantastic to see.
My view is that we have to help the Micronesians assimilate, right? They're the current civil rights issue of Hawaii today. But I'm also pragmatic about it, that the lowest hanging fruit is the Palauans in terms of being able to assimilate quickly. And if I raise the tide for the Palauans, then the Chukis, the Marshallese can say, hey, look, the Palauans have achieved greatness in Hawaii. So can we.
Last year, Palau took a leap toward its future, committing to an undersea fiber optic cable. Legislation's been enacted to limit the expansion of foreign-owned or controlled businesses. Fearing a low birth rate will stifle the economy, officials are now considering incentives for larger families. Along with protecting their natural environment, out-migration is a major concern.
As much as I love it here in Hawaii, our time here should be spent in growing and fostering and nurturing ideas that can help our island grow. But the island can only grow once the people from the island step outside to look at what is offered outside and then bring it back. That's the only way it'll advance.
Barriers to that? Walter cites the education system, health care. But look, Palau's minimum wage should reach $3.50 this year, and the average annual per capita income is $11,000.
A lot of Palauans are living in the States because the money, the opportunities they find there.
Masami Andreas is a student at Palau Community College, PCC.
And those that stay here, we stay here because we want to help the family. We want to stay together. But
are you going to come back here after your education?
Right now, I'm inclined to say no. It shouldn't be just because I am Palauan by blood that says I should be Palauan. I should be whoever I want to be.
Benigno Sablan, also a PCC student, is one quarter Palauan, raised in Palau.
I learned to love the island. I learned to love my culture as a Palauan. And the people here are great. So if I were to leave for school, then I'll surely come back, make a difference.
But time slips by. Walter's been away 18 years already. Shonda Clolat, another PCC student, will be graduating soon.
What do you plan after this, after you graduate?
Maybe I'll go somewhere, like, abroad for school. but I'll definitely come back and stay here. I love Palau too much.
That's understandable. Noi Tanigawa, HBR News.
So